Page 32. Images of India.
Delhi is not the place to go if you need to unwind in a peaceful environment. This vibrant metropolis is a hodgepodge of everything under the sun. The traffic is chaotic and noisy, and you need plenty of time if you want to drive anywhere during the rush hour. Cars, lorries, bicycles, motorcycles and rickshaws all try to wind their way through the capital, sometimes accompanied by wandering holy cows, so drivers have to be alert. Tourists are advised not to drive, and a taxi is considered a much safer alternative. Delhi is constantly permeated by the delicious smell of spicy Indian food, and restaurants of all categories flourish in the city. Street food, which is very popular among the local people, is sold everywhere, and some of the dishes are really mouth-watering. Don't miss the opportunity to try some when you visit Delhi, but watch out for Delhi Belly, which is infamous among tourists. The perfect place to relax after a hectic day of shopping and sightseeing in Delhi is Lodhi Gardens. This popular park in the middle of Delhi, covering an area of 350 acres, is the perfect spot for joggers and walkers. Among the trees, flowers, lakes, and exotic birds, the sound of traffic is almost inaudible. It really feels as if you were in the middle of the countryside. Agra is located about 190 kilometers from Delhi. A trip to this beautiful city is definitely to be recommended if you are in Delhi and have a day or two to spare. In fact, it is not uncommon for tourists in India to spend more time in Agra than in the capital. What does Agra have to offer? Above all, it offers a pleasant respite from the hectic traffic, noise and pollution in Delhi. Agra is a delightful place with numerous beautiful buildings and small marble workshops. However, the principal attraction for millions of tourists is one particular, extremely beautiful building, the Taj Mahal. When the beloved wife of Shah Jahan, a 17th century Indian emperor, died, he decided to erect a beautiful building in her memory. He did not spare any expense. The chief building material used in the Taj Mahal is white marble, and it took 20,000 workers 17 years to complete it. The Ganges is India's largest river. It runs from the Himalayas to the Bay of Bengal, a distance of approximately 2,500 kilometers. For India's more than 1 billion Hindus, the Ganges is a holy river. They believe that bathing in the Ganges cleanses them of sin, and many also cremate their deceased and spread the ashes on the holy river. In recent years, India has experienced tremendous economic growth, and it spends billions of dollars on defense. Nonetheless, there are still millions of people in India facing extreme poverty. Many of them live in tin sheds and have no access to sanitary facilities, and children growing up under these conditions inevitably have poor prospects with regard to education and work. In contrast, children in middle-class and upper-class neighborhoods grow up in much greater affluence, attending schools that provide them with a world-class education.